listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Hi, everybody. If I have my calendar correct, this video is set to be released on what is Thanksgiving Day in the United States. Well, if you're listening to this on Thanksgiving Day, here's something for you to think about receiving good things from God. I'm going to talk to you about the wise servants of 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 13. Let me read that verse to you again. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 13, where we read, "And his servants came near and spoke to him and said, 'My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, wash and be clean?'" Naaman was a successful man, the kind of person that others look up to. He was a leader of men, a general in the army of the king of Syria, and in most ways he had what other people long for, except for one giant exception. He was a leper. That disease was not only disgusting, it was also a death sentence. General Naaman came to the prophet Elisha for healing, but Elisha wouldn't even see him. Through a messenger, the prophet told him to go to the humble, muddy Jordan River and wash himself 7 times. Naaman was at first furious that he wasn't treated better and was given such a humble, almost ridiculous path to healing. He was so offended that Naaman would have walked away in anger if not for the wise advice of his unnamed servants. The servants of Naaman used a brilliantly logical approach. If Elisha had asked Naaman to sacrifice 100 or 1,000 animals to the God of Israel, Naaman would have done it immediately. Yet because his request was so easy to do and so humbling, Naaman refused in anger. Naaman was willing to do something great or something difficult so that he could gain some of the credit for his healing. At least in part, it would be his accomplishment and his achievement. To do something so simple, so humbling, meant that the great general would get absolutely no credit for what happened. It would be God's gift alone. It's the same way with the rescue we receive from Jesus Christ. He asks us to do something so simple, to trust in him, to rely on him, to believe upon him. Well, even a child can do it. This doesn't take great strength, great wisdom, great willpower, or great moral character. We believe and we receive. If you told people real life and eternal life in heaven is yours if you crawl up this mountain over sharp rocks, there would be a long line of people willing to do it. But the message, Jesus paid it all, believe on him and receive, that message isn't as popular, but it's true, and it works. Naaman was healed, and not by anything he did. We can all receive real life on earth and eternal life in heaven as a gift received from Jesus, but not by anything we do. Friends, it's true and it works. I think that's something pretty wonderful to thank God for today. And you can thank God not only for the free gift of salvation in Jesus Christ, but you can also thank God for his unnamed but wise servants, just like Naaman had. Give thanks to the Lord and do it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.